Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta keep reading, 'cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good book. 'Cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read. Gonna be a good book, 'cause this book's gonna be a good, good book to read.
Pick up that book and turn the page. You'll never know just what you'll find. Information or fantasy, drama and art, I'll make you smart.
Everyone, that was It's Storytime Gather Round's new music, Gotta Keep Reading by the Okie Middle School in Okie, Florida. Hi, everyone. Welcome to It's Storytime Gather Round on the World of Ink Network at Blog Talk Radio with your hosts, authors J.D. Holliday and myself, Christy Condaleo. 3 Saturdays a month, we are here reading to you. Parents, if you or your children have a question or comment, you can call in after the story is read. Our number is 714-242-5259. Again, 714-242-5259. Or you can join us here in the chat room at Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on August 25th, 2012. It's Storytime Gather Round can be listened to live at blogtalkradio.com/World of Ink Network, or you can listen to it on demand at any time you'd like at the same address or on iTunes by researching World of Ink Network. You can also go to our website, it's storytimeforkids.blogspot.com. Hey, J.D., what book are you reading from today?
Hi. Hi, Christy. How are you doing today? We're going to read from Sand Hetherington's Knife Buddies and the Pineapple Cheesecake Scare. When pineapple cheesecakes start disappearing from the world's only pineapple cheesecake factory across town, a zany red crocodile named Crosley enlists the help of young John D. Giraffenreed to straighten things out. In this adventure fantasy, the likely pair sneak out of John's house by becoming invisible thanks to an I ain't here doodad Crosley uses from the bunch of whatchamacallits hanging on his belt. Danger lies ahead as they embark on their program, the Knife Buddies' Word for Adventure, and chase down enemies, dealing with the perils at hand. Knife Buddies and the Pineapple Cheesecake Scare. Chapter 1. My name is John D. Giraffenreed, and I'm a kid, and this is about me and Cross. And okay, there's a lot of others, too, but Cross and me are the featured guys, right? I don't want to go to bed, and that's how the whole thing got started. It's why the Knife Buddies got in it, too. But don't worry, you'll find all that out. Just make sure you know that I really did put up this big fuss. I wouldn't brush my teeth, right? And I didn't want to take my clothes off. I argued about everything in the world for several minutes. And then I finally did get in bed. I threw the covers off and sat straight up. I'm really hungry, I yapped at Mom and Dad. Dad grinned and tried to cover me up again. How can you be hungry? You ate so much pineapple cheesecake, I thought you'd get sick. Then Mom kissed me on the top of my head, where it's real curly, and clicked out the light, and they went away. But I want some more, I yelled after them. Sleep tight, Mom said from somewhere. Love you. My belly hurts, I hollered in the dark, but I knew it wouldn't do any good, and it didn't either. So in a minute, I rolled over and shut my eyes. I did want some more, I fussed, and then I pulled the covers up around my ears. Funny you should mention pineapple cheesecake tonight, said the sound. Clack. Hey, I wonder if any's left. It sounded like a whole lot of rocks scratching together, and sometimes like a big mouse trap trapping. Clack. There it did it again, and made the bed jump. It came from down on the floor, and I scooted to the edge of the bed and looked over. There was a light beam squinting out from underneath. I'm king of the hogs about pineapple cheesecake. Yerk, 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 yerk. The light beam bobbed around some more, and then a flashlight poked out, the regular kind you get in drugstores. A scaly foot with big old claws was holding it. I watched and waited. I wasn't scared. I mean, not exactly. I couldn't think of any reason to be scared. And like I said, I wasn't ready to go to bed yet anyway. The scaly foot holding the flashlight was connected to a short, lumpy leg. And right after that, edging out sideways from underneath and shoving two video games and my catcher's mitt out first was the rest of a fairly regular-looking crocodile in bright yellow suit. Fairly regular-looking, except for one thing. As soon as the flashlight flashed on his hide, I could see that he was red, red as red paint. So this character gets up, straightens his suit out, and sits down in my chair. It was a funny sight, too. His stubby back leg stuck straight out in front, and his giant tail went down the side of the chair and all the way around it on the floor. But he did it easy enough, like he had sat in all sorts of chairs. He folded his stumpy front legs across his chest and blinked at me. Well, little buddy, what do you know? Here I am. I'll tell you something else, too. This business about squeezing under beds is getting tiresome. What would you say if I, all right, he pointed, like hiding in that closet right over there. Fine with me, I blinked back. You say you were a hog, though. You sure don't look like one too much. Now, why would I want to be one of them guys? Hogs make dumb-looking crocodiles, he said. Ain't that a fact? Clack, clack. This was his two zillion teeth clacking together. I figured he must like the sound of it. He grinned at me with about one zillion. What I mean was, I act like a hog when I eat pineapple cheesecake. I can't hardly stop. Hey, me either, I grinned, kicking off the covers. I decided he'd sound more like a chainsaw than anything else, one with the volume knob turned down. It's just weird it should come up right now, said the crocodile. And he stopped and blinked again. I mean, here I sit, your brand new night buddy, first time on the job, and the very first thing that anyone talks about is pineapple cheesecake. Yerk, 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 he laughed and turned his feet bottoms up, like when you ask a question. Jeeks, little buddy, that's the whole program for tonight. That's what we're going to go see about, the big factory where they make all the pineapple cheesecakes in the world, over across the river. It turns out they're in a whole lot of trouble, and we're going to go over and try and help them. I sat up at the edge of the bed. Try and help them what? Help them any which way we can, said the crocodile. They ain't shipping a single pineapple cheesecake since the trouble started way last week, and pretty soon there ain't going to be any pineapple cheesecakes. Nowhere, any place, little buddy. Jeeks. I kicked my heel at the bottom of the bed. I'm not little. Har, said the crocodile. I'm not little, I said. You keep calling me little. Yeek. Hey, I sure didn't mean to make you sore. Sure didn't mean to do that. No, sir, that's what we usually say in the night buddies. He blinked six or seven times. So, okay, what do you guess we ought to call you then? What do you think? Everyone I know calls me John, I said, and kicked the bed again. Well, all right, said the crocodile. Sure, we'll call you John. It's the name I was born with. And hey, he said, it's a super name too, ain't it? That sure is a super name, or my name's Mary Poppins. He rattled this big bunch of little whatchamacallits he had hanging on his belt. I'm Crosley, by the way. I ain't really Mary Poppins. Crosley, I said. I had to giggle. Hey, that's cool. Crosley Crocodile. I like that. Yerk, yerk, yeah, but it's just Crosley, though. That's all the name I need. I pulled on the curl at the top of my head like I do a lot. Just Crosley? Crosley nodded. Sure, buddy. You can already see I'm a crocodile, right? Boy, I sure can. So why do I need to bark it around, huh? What do I need another name for, as long as everyone can see? I guess that makes sense, I said. But you know what? When you meet someone, you're supposed to shake hands with them. Well, I'll just belch, John. That's exactly what I was going to suggest. Put her here, buddy. And he hopped off the chair quick like a bird and held his front foot out. I got up and shook the foot, claw and all. Then he sat back down and flashed his flashlight around the room. He flashed it on my chest of drawers. Okay, he said, time to get dressed. You get your clothes on and we'll go down to 83rd and catch the subway. I don't know about this. Mom and Dad will see us. Nah, they won't, said Crosley, rattling his whatchamacallit. There's your gym shoes over in the corner. Oh, the laces are busted, I said. That's okay, said Crosley. I'm here to help you. Ain't I your night buddy? He shined the flashlight for me while I got dressed. Then it was shoelace time. Just sit on the bed and stick your foot up here, he said, sliding his chair over. I sat down and stuck my foot out. He took the busted shoelace in his big old claws and tried to tie it back together. He tried to tie it this way and that, but whatever way he tried, the ends kept getting away from him. He even took the pieces off the shoe and tried, but that didn't work either. Borf, he finally snorted. It reached down and took a fat rubber band off his bunch of whatchamacallits. He snapped it around my shoe and then hopped down on all fours. Okay, Big John, let's make tracks, he grinned up at me. I still wasn't sure. If you really mean go out, we'll have to pass right by the room where Mom and Dad hang out. Not to worry, old buddy, said Crosley. You see this thing here? He held out a flat glass thing on his bunch for me to look at. I just hold this I ain't here doodad up, and no one can see us. They can see everything but us. We'll just have to be quiet, this is all. He let the doodad go and put his flashlight in his pocket. That made it real dark. Come on now, said Crosley. Hop on my back and keep your feet up, too. Come on. I got off the bed and felt my way over. I bumped into him, climbed up, and put my feet out front. Excellular, went Crosley too loud, and he reached up and pushed the bedroom door open. And then, real slow and quiet, with me on top, he headed down the hall on his stumpy legs towards the stairs. The front door was at the end of another hall downstairs, okay? But right next to this was the living room where Mom and Dad hang out. This is way cool, sure, but what if we get caught? We started down the stairs real careful. All the lights there was coming from the living room. Crosley stuck the edge of the I ain't here doodad in his teeth when we got halfway down, and then he kept on going. When we got to the bottom, there sat Mom and Dad, sure enough, right there in the living room. Dad was on the couch, all into his tennis magazine, and Mom, hey, she had decided to look up right then and was looking right at where we were. Oh, man. I grinned at her like an A1 dork. I felt like an A1 dork, but it was all totally weird. She kept looking and looking but didn't grin back or get mad or anything. I waved just to make sure, but she still looked all blank. Crosley and me were heading straight for the front door with the I ain't here doodad blinking in Crosley's teeth, and it was exactly like he had said. Mom looked and kept looking, but she didn't see us at all. We got to the door and watched Mom go back to her crossword puzzle. Then Crosley messed around with something on his belt and reached up and opened the door. Then he stepped outside with me on his back and clinked the door shut again. Crosley and me went down there on the stoop, watching the cars go by on West 87th Street. I got off his back and stood up, and we went down the steps to the sidewalk. Okay, he grinned, snapping the I ain't here doodad back with his other stuff. We walked down to 83rd and catch the train. First thing, I'll tell you all about what I know on the way. I rubbed the seat of my pants. Your hide sure is naughty, man. You'll tell me all you know about what? Crosley looked sideways at me as we started off. Why, all about the trouble over at the Pineapple Cheesecake Factory. You remember about that, don't you, little buddy? Yeeks, I mean, you remember about that, don't you, John? I'm not little. His eyes got big. Geez, and I should hope and declare you ain't. And anyone says different, better look out, right? Right. But listen, I better tell you something, Crosley. I don't have a middle name. My name's just John D. Giraffenreed. Hey, I know, that's one reason I picked you for my night buddy, on account of I ain't got a middle name either. We kept on walking, but most people do, and what I am, you know, a regular person. Right, said Crosley. That's right, but most people need three names just to tell themselves apart. You don't, all right, and I'll tell you why. If everybody else has a middle name but you, that makes you special just by its own self. See, you don't even need to be a crocodile or anything. We turned the corner and started down the avenue. Hey, I grinned. I guess I don't, do I? Don't what, buddy? Don't need to be a crocodile. Nope. There weren't a lot of people out on the sidewalk this late, and Crosley walked fast. I'll start at the beginning, he said. I'm at home asleep early yesterday morning, and the phone rings. It's my brother, Crane Wrinkle. He's the one who keeps track of all this stuff. He says the manager over at the Pineapple Cheesecake Factory called him. Crosley pointed. Remind me to stop at that all-night drugstore over there, will you, buddy? Sure, Cros. Good deal. Anyhow, everything seems normal over at the Pineapple Cheesecake Factory. This manager tells Crane Wrinkle. Pineapple cheesecakes are scooting off the assembly line. Crosley pulls out a big red handkerchief and wipes the drool off his mouth. And going right into the boxes to be shipped out. Everything looks normal anyhow, till the truck driver comes back and tells the manager the boxes he's picking up are empty. Boxes the manager seen filled up with pineapple cheesecakes not 10 minutes before that. Jeeks, John, I ask you. That's crazy, I said. And ever since, the boxes have emptied out as quick as they get filled up, said Crosley, and the manager can't figure out how it's happening. That's simple, I said, jumping over a crack in the sidewalk. Someone's stealing the pineapple cheesecakes. That's what I thought, said Crosley, only no one else goes in there. It's all one big machine, and all the manager does is turn it on and off. He's been staying there all day and all night watching everything. He finally called up Crane Wrinkle. Just then, the tiny little Chihuahua dog saw us coming from a long way away, and when we got up close, he decided Crosley needed to be destroyed. He yapped and snapped at him and snarled and jerked on his sparkly pink leash. Crosley stood up on his back legs and unsnapped the I ain't here doodad and held it out. Yerk, yerk, yerk. Step right up, Arnold. Red crocodile rump roast. Come on and take a bite. The little dog froze right in the middle of a yip. He stood there all bug-eyed on his back legs and twisted back and forth. Yerk, 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 yerk. I kept on going down the street, and the laugh followed along beside me. Eek, went the little dog. Yike, and then started dancing around in a circle, getting tangled up in his leash. Crosley snapped a doodad back on his bunch and was right there with me again, grinning and bobbing along on his back legs. I tried to pretend like nothing happened. Here's the drugstore, I pointed. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Buddy Roo. We went into the store, and Crosley got two real strong flashlight batteries, and on the way out, he picked up a pair of orange shoelaces. The woman behind the cash register had on bright purple lipstick. "That'll be $4.48," she said, squinting at her nails, her fingernails. Crosley snapped a little card, whatchamacallit, off his belt with his picture on it. He held it up. "It's okay. This here is my ID gym crack." The woman squinted at the gym crack and popped her gum. "Why, sure enough, Cros. And hey, you and John have yourselves a real exciting program. You hear?" "You have a great night yourself," said Crosley, and snapped the gym crack back and putting the other stuff in his pockets. "That's right," I said. "You have a great night, ma'am." And we started down the street again. We're going to stop there. And let's see. Okay. And I just want to say that Sands Hetherington's Night Buddies and the Pineapple Cheesecake can be bought at Barnes & Noble and Amazon online. And you can find out more about the Night Buddies and the Pineapple Cheesecake Scare at NightBuddiesAdventures.com. That's NightBuddiesAdventures.com. And also in the works, there is going to be another book called Night Buddies, Imposters, and the One Far Out Flying Machine.
Oh, that sounds cool, Jan.
Yeah, it's a cute story.
All right, well, it looks like our show is about up. We want to thank Sands Hetherington for letting us read his wonderful chapter book, Night Buddies and the Pineapple Cheesecake Scare. I'm Christy Condaleo, and you can find me and my books at EbbiesCreations.com. My co-host is J.D. Holliday, and you can find her and her books at BookGarden.net. Thank you for joining us. Next week, we will be joined by author Sherry Ellis, and she will read her book, That Mama is a Grouch. And I will read my story, Gaskell's Bravery. Bye, everyone.